I think you should eat something. Edward's voice was low but full of authority. He looked up at Jessica and spoke slightly louder. Do you mind if I drive Bella home tonight? That way you won't have to wait while she eats.
No problem, I guess, she bit her lip, trying to figure out from my expression whether that was what I wanted. I winked at her.
I wanted nothing more than to be alone with my perpetual savior. There were so many questions that I couldn't bombard him with till we were by ourselves.
Okay, Angela was quicker than Jessica. See you tomorrow, Bella. Edward.
She grabbed Jessica's hand and pulled her toward the car, which I could see a little ways away, parked across First Street. As they got in, Jess turned and waved, her face eager with curiosity. I waved back, waiting for them to drive away before I turned to face him.
Honestly, I'm not hungry, I insisted, looking up to scrutinize his face. His expression was unreadable. Humor me.
He walked to the door of the restaurant and held it open with an obstinate expression. Obviously, there would be no further discussion. I walked past him into the restaurant with a resigned sigh.